An amendment had been put forward in committee to remove the Dairy Market Stabilization Program, a new provision in the Farm Bill designed to eliminate milk subsidies and create a margin insurance protection program. During committee discussion, Vermont Congressman Peter Welch explained that the program would work because farmers crafted it.
The origin of this program is from farmers. They think it works for them. What this does, and it's a voluntary program. No farmer has to participate in this unless they want to. But they get the signal that, hey, prices are collapsing, and they can then decide on a voluntary basis that they're going to start reducing a little bit of their production. And that's going to have a supply and demand kind of effect and brings the balance back into place. Because the goal here has to be sustainability of American agriculture.
The move to remove the dairy provision was defeated 29-17. Rural Vermont Director Andrea Stander is pleased efforts to protect the provision were successful.
I understand it was a pretty intense lobbying effort over the last week to convince the members of the Ag Committee to keep that program in the Farm Bill. This provision is of much more concern and interest to the larger scale dairy farms. We're grateful because this provision was developed by working with Vermont dairy farmers and other dairy farmers around the country to come up with something that the farmers themselves felt would be a better way to provide them with some insulation from these big swings in the milk prices. It's less of a one-size-fits-all, a more flexible program.
AgriMark dairy economist Bob Wellington says the stabilization program is crucial for dairy farmers.
Under this program, if you want to get the margin insurance, you have to agree that when the price starts to collapse, and it almost always collapses because of an increase in supply relative to demand, we just need to get rid of a little bit of that supply. Normally, 2 or 3% too much milk drives the price down 20 or 30%. So if we can have farmers across the country lower their milk production just a little bit, while the price is down, they can get the margin insurance. Our goal is that that price would recover fairly swiftly. It's also good for consumers because when the price falls to farmers, it's very rare that consumers see the price decline. Farmers bear the burden of it, and consumers don't get the benefit of it.
Bob Wellington notes that although the provision has survived the committee process, it remains at risk.
There's many members of the House of Representatives that just do not like any kind of program that would influence supply and demand, particularly a lot of the large processor organizations like International Dairy Foods Association do not want farmers to have that ability to have price recovery when it collapses. So it is going to be an issue to keep on the House floor. Getting it through committee was a great step. But even if we, for some reason, can't keep it in the House, we already have it in the Senate, and it'll be a big factor in conference.
The Farm Bill was voted out of committee on a vote of 35-11. House Speaker John Boehner says no decision has been made regarding its consideration on the House floor. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.